Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Unprecedented times bring challenge, struggle, and loss, but they also create opportunities to prune, to cut back, to find rest, to reprioritize, and to focus on what is really important. This means we can look to 2021 with hearts filled with excitement and expectation, because we know that the one who overcame the world is on our side. He promises that if we seek him wholeheartedly in all we do, we will find him. So let us be a people who maintain a posture of prayer, searching and inquiring of the Lord our God with every inch of our being. Our scripture for today is from Deuteronomy 4 verse 29. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. So let us be determined this week to remember that because of Jesus, we do not have to fear tomorrow. We know he is for us. He is always with us, and he loves us unconditionally. Let us be found in a posture of humility, a posture of prayer at the feet of Jesus. Let's pursue and step into a place of being complete in his forgiveness and restored and renewed by his unconditional love. Let's receive the abundant peace, exuberant joy, and overflowing hope only he brings. And let us abide in Christ. And from that position, be servant-hearted. Let's be available to do what our Lord is asking us to do, whether it is serving him, forgiving others, interceding for those in need, praying for generations to come, or seeking wisdom and discernment to reprioritize what is most important in life, obeying the will of our Father. Now, let us stand united as we prepare our hearts for 2021 in prayer.
Lord, you have asked us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as you have just forgiven us. Father, we do cry out to you today that you will be able to help us to forgive one another as you continue to restore broken relationships.
Truly, we belong to a wonderful family of believers. I read from Luke 18, and I just want to share with you what Jesus says in this parable. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up.
Heavenly Father, God of creation, I pray, Lord, for all your daughters who are desiring to conceive. I pray that you will touch barren wombs and bring forth life. And I pray, Lord, for protection for all the women who are expecting a child at this time, that you will protect both mother and child all throughout the 9 months of pregnancy.
Vader, thank you for nog 'n jaar. Thank you that ons kon skool toe gaan. Liewe Jesus, thank you that you ons hierdie jaar behoed en bewaar het. Dankie dat u ons gehelp het. Dankie dat u altyd daar was by ons. Liewe Jesus, dankie dat u so amazing is. Dankie dat u so awesome is. Dankie dat u so groot is. Dankie dat u altyd in ons harte is.
Father, I just thank you so much for your goodness to us, for your faithfulness, that you are steadfast. Father, we just thank you so much for your promises, which are sure and they don't change. And Father, we pray for the coming year. Please give us wisdom in our unique situations you've placed us in. Lord, please give us discernment. We want to be obedient. We want to follow you and love you. But we need your wisdom and your discernment.
Father, thank you for your promise that when we seek you, we will find you. Thank you that we can dwell in your goodness, your love, your comfort, and your grace. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.